It's time for A Moment in Wine, underwritten by New England Wine Cellars, providing design and expert installation of residential and commercial wine cellars and display systems. 860-824-2400, on the web, newcellars.com.
Hi, welcome to A Moment in Wine. This is Fred Trugaskis, where we're tasting wines from around the world, and we're going to one of my favorite places in this country anyway, the Dry Creek Valley, just northwest of Healdsburg, California. Now, what Dry Creek Valley is by far best known for is their Zinfandel. So today we're going to be trying a really delicious and very special bottle of a Raffinelli Zinfandel 2011. So this has a little age on it for a Zinfandel. Now, quickly, the Zinfandel grape planted throughout California was brought to California by Italian immigrants who found the California countryside very similar to their own countryside in Italy. The grape variety that they brought over was Primitivo, and we kind of forgot where that came from for years and years, and only through DNA testing has it been recently rediscovered that Zinfandel is in fact the Italian grape Primitivo. In any case, it does really well in this part of California. And it's so interesting. And when you drive through, I've been there many times, and when you drive through those vineyards, the grape vines have been head pruned. Or in other words, they, rather than being lanky, long vines on trellises, they're stubby little clubs, and they're vines are pretty old. They're 60, 70, 80 years old, and big around as a man's leg, and a clump of pruned back vines on the top give it a very interesting look when you're driving through the vineyards of the Dry Creek Valley. So enough of that. Let's get into the wine. We've poured a little bit of this into the glass. The first thing you have to notice is that color is dense garnet. I can't even see through the glass. And as I swirl it, I'm getting a nice thick coating that's coating the glass here, kind of letting me know that's kind of high alcohol. The nose is herbaceous, a little spicy, maybe cinnamon going on there, tobacco, definitely a little green pepper. Big, plummy, juicy fruit. But there's a spiciness that balances that fruitiness, that keeps it from being too flabby. A little raspberry in the tongue, nice long finish. This particular wine is a 2011, so the acids have faded a little bit, but today it's just drinking wonderfully, great balance. I'm going to go back and have another sip. This is great fun. Probably one of my favorite American wines. And it's bold. It's forward. It's complex. To me, it's a quintessential American wine is a red Zinfandel. But when I pair this with, I think that something like baby back ribs, smoked baby back ribs, would just be the best thing with this. This is the 2011 A. Raffinelli Zinfandel from the Dry Creek Valley, Sonoma, California.